One of the main messages in all four Gospels is that Jesus was the Jewish Messiah that brought the kingdom of God to earth. But each of the Gospels emphasizes different aspects of that kingdom, and Luke's approach differs from the others in significant ways. What characterizes the kingdom of God in Luke's Gospel?
主要就是耶稣是君王了，啊，天国的王。
In Luke's Gospel, Jesus is the king, the ruler of the kingdom of heaven. And Luke emphasized that when Jesus came into the world, he brought the kingdom of heaven with him. When he was just an infant, a host of angels showed themselves to the shepherds because the ruler of the kingdom of heaven had arrived on earth. The armies of heaven came to earth and praised God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth among those with whom God is pleased." The arrival of the kingdom signifies the arrival of God's reign. Jesus is the ruler of the kingdom of heaven, and his arrival on earth gives a clear picture of God's kingdom. He sets the oppressed free. He forgives sins. He drives out demons. The blind can see. The lame can walk. The lepers are cleansed. And people experience the righteousness of God. But most importantly, the coming of the kingdom means the defeat of death and sin. Through the kingdom, we have eternal life.
In Luke's Gospel, what characterizes the kingdom of God? One important place to look is in Luke chapter 4, when Jesus inaugurated his public ministry. He stood up in the synagogue on the Sabbath, and he read from Isaiah chapter 61, which declared the favorable year of the Lord, the recovery of sight to the blind, the binding up of the brokenhearted, and so forth. And when he said, this scripture is now fulfilled in your hearing, what Jesus was saying was that something the Old Testament had provided for and anticipated was now being realized. He was announcing that the year of Jubilee, the year of restoration, had come. And so that's a distinctive of the kingdom of God as Luke presents it. Luke presents many things that Matthew and Mark do as well, but this is unique to Luke. Luke's gospel begins with an announcement very similar to the kind of announcement Caesar would have sent Augustus when he sent an announcement throughout the empire that he had conquered the western territories. And it presents Jesus really in that kind of light, but yet much, much greater. Luke's gospel tells us that only Christ is the Lord. No civil authority is the Lord. And that Jesus comes as the fulfillment of God's restoration promises. And so we're restored. We're restored to God, and God then becomes our Father as He provides for us. And then through His community, through those who follow Jesus, people find restoration and redemption. Through the generosity of God's people, through the humility of God's people, through the peace that is supposed to prevail among the followers of Jesus as they're united to one another by virtue of being united to Him. And so Jesus sets about to show the signs of this Jubilee. He's freeing people from the oppression of demons, freeing them from social stigmatization or social classification, and He's restoring them to God, their Maker and their Father.